Track 5, Stress Related to Pain. On the last track, we discussed three concepts related to core beliefs. These three concepts of core beliefs included negative life events, self-identification, and culturally influenced core beliefs. On this track, we will examine three characteristics of stress related to pain. These three characteristics of stress related to pain include spontaneous stress and chronic stress, stress is an automatic thought trigger, and physical manifestations of stress. Specifically, I have found that stress, or the inability to handle life's daily stressors, may play an important part in the ebb and flow of fibromyalgia symptoms. In addition, some researchers have speculated that fibromyalgia could be viewed as associated with dysregulation of the stress system. Because of this, I have found it useful to evaluate a client's stress levels and also to understand exactly how stress affects the client's pain. The first characteristic of stress related to pain is spontaneous stress versus chronic stress. In clients suffering from chronic pain, and especially clients who suffer from fibromyalgia, I have found that I can categorize these clients under two categories: clients who experience spontaneous stress and clients who experience chronic stress. Those clients who experience spontaneous stress are those whose symptoms flare up only sporadically when an outside stressor presents itself. Chronic stress, however, appears in clients who cannot seem to relax at any time. 16% of a group of fibromyalgia clients surveyed stated that they felt stressed all the time, while 52% stated they felt stressed most of the time. For many clients, this is a chicken and the egg question. The pain brought on by fibromyalgia can cause stress in the workplace and increase levels, but new stressors can also increase the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Gina, age 34, stated, "Before my fibromyalgia started up, I was a pretty relaxed person. I could get through a day without too much stress, and I always had a perky attitude. Now, I just want to scream all the time. I'm tired and pain, and I can't get my work done, so that piles up and causes more stress." I suggested that Gina explain the situation to her boss, ask for a lighter workload, and think of some relaxation techniques such as yoga, deep breathing, or aromatherapy to help cope with any leftover stressors. Think of your Gina. Does he or she suffer from spontaneous or chronic stress? How does this affect his or her muscle sensitivity? The second characteristic of stress related to pain we will discuss is stress as an automatic thought trigger. As discussed in Track 3, automatic thoughts are recurring mantras that chronic pain clients repeat to try and make sense of the world. Under stressful conditions, these automatic thoughts become stronger and more powerful in the mind of the client. Faced with a threat, the client tries to counteract and make sense of the threat that he or she perceives to be facing him or her. Jolene, age 62, had chronic severe arthritis in her hands. Because of the acuteness of the pain, Jolene had attached herself to the thought, "I'm helpless." She stated, "I can't use my hands anymore, so how am I supposed to live? I love to sew and cook and garden, but now I can't do any of those things. I'm completely helpless around the house. I can't do anything for myself." A few weeks later, Jolene was invited to a potluck by one of her friends. Immediately, Jolene felt herself become pressured to make and bring a fantastic dish to impress all her friends. She stated, "What am I going to do? If I come with nothing, they will think I'm just trying to eat their food. But if I cook something, I know I'm going to be in so much pain. There is no way out of this calamity. I'm completely helpless." Did you notice how her mind jumped straight to her automatic thought? Have you seen this in your experience? To help Jolene with her stress, I suggested we brainstorm about alternative solutions. For instance, I suggested that Jolene could buy a cake or a box of cookies. That way, she doesn't come empty-handed and at the same time avoids unnecessary pain. Brainstorming is one of my common answers to these kinds of stressors. I found that stressors like these tend to shut down a client's reasoning processes in such a way that he or she cannot see a way out of the situation. Think of your Jolene. Does he or she need some brainstorming exercises at times of great stress? In addition to spontaneous and chronic stress, and stress as a trigger, the third characteristic of stress related to pain is physical manifestations of stress. Have you ever had a client who hates to show any weakness? What if this client suffers from chronic pain? I find that male clients have a much more difficult time admitting weakness than female clients. Do you agree? When it comes to stress, male clients hide the stressors behind a wall of nonchalance. They do not wish to expose their emotional vulnerability to the world. However, an increase in the acuteness of the pain, especially in fibromyalgia clients, indicates a higher level of stress, which the client may or may not admit to. Also, because a lower cognitive awareness also indicates an increase in the level of pain, if a client seems more distracted or inattentive than usual, I may ask him or her if his or her symptoms have flared up. Rick, age 45, was a successful business owner and ambitious entrepreneur. His late-onset fibromyalgia had slowed him down considerably, yet he still attempted to maintain the same level of activity. He asked me what he could do to reduce his pain, and I suggested cutting down on his responsibilities at work. However, Rick was a workaholic, and although he promised to decrease his involvement with the company, he continued to work late into the night. Obviously, his pain worsened, and he became more and more distracted at work and in our sessions. Finally, I asked him if he had reduced his hours, as I had suggested. Reluctantly, he stated, "No, I didn't, and now my pain is even worse." Eventually, Rick hired a partner to split his work in half. The first month, he reported much less severe pain flare-ups. Think of your Rick. Is he or she misrepresenting their level of stress so as not to appear weak? On this track, we discussed three characteristics of stress related to pain. These three characteristics of stress related to pain included spontaneous stress and chronic stress, stress as an automatic thought trigger, and physical manifestations of stress. On the next track, we will examine three concepts related to redefining self-worth in chronic pain patients. These three concepts related to redefining self-worth include poor self-image, grieving, and building the new identity. Question 5. What are three characteristics of stress related to pain?